The scripture is not an unfamiliar one to those of you who are wordaholics, and most of us are. We know that it's the word of life that we take in. And Aaron, I didn't know that you would be accessible to pull this up, but it's 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. And I have it in the Amplified Bible, if that's possible to pull that up. If not, we can just read it. But 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. And our praise reports and testimonies really confirm the truth of this word. And I like the Amplified because it amplifies it. It expounds a little further. This is the remarkable degree of confidence which we as believers are entitled to have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, that is, consistent with His plan and purpose, He hears us. And if we know for a fact, as indeed we do, that He hears and listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know, with settled and absolute knowledge, that we have granted to us the requests which we have asked from Him. Confidence is important. Confidence is a knowing, it's a boldness, it's an assurance of a truth. And in our study on words, eventually we'll get into this, the integrity of the one whose words are written in the scriptures. You can't get any purer form of truth than God's word. It's 100% true. People, sometimes we're not that certain. I mean, after you develop a relationship with people and they say things or tell you things, it doesn't take long to find out if they were true or not. But with God, whatever we're praying about, I always like that we don't just write them all down and then hopefully at the end, oh, we got 5 more minutes, let's quickly work these in. I like that we just have the freedom. We don't have a script or a format. Things happen. And I like the spontaneity of that really a lot, because we're all inspired together about taking the time for each prayer request. And let's do it now while the moment is hot. Because, you know, we get caught up in other things, in the spiritual things, and we might forget to do that. But if it's important enough to bring it, it's important enough to stop and pray. Because nothing is more encouraging than to know that people are standing with you. And even at altar calls, we still may be old-fashioned about that, but we do still do that. And when somebody's up here for prayer among us, it's important to know for that person that you've got a whole congregation of your brothers and sisters that are standing in agreement with you and releasing their faith together for what you're asking the Lord for. And that's the confidence that we have when we bring prayer requests before the Lord. You don't hear Him say, well, you missed Bible study 3 weeks in a row, so I'm not sure that one's going in that bin over there. And, you know, but if you straighten out and get your act together, I'll pick one of those next week and deal with that. He doesn't do that. He hears. He knows what we're going to speak before we speak it. But He's just waiting for you to speak it with confidence, to know who we're talking to, who we're speaking to. And God's not deaf. You never have to yell and holler at Him. He's as close as the mention of His name. That indwelling presence, you see. So you can holler at Him if you want to, but you don't need to. He hears you. You have a note for that? Ah. I didn't read that. But that's how the Spirit coordinates everything. Everything just fits together if we just allow him that freedom among us to flow. So the confidence is phenomenal. If we ask anything according to his will. Some things, I will admit, are very readily, you see that it's his will. Other things, it takes growing time and spending time. Because when you understand his character, you understand the love in his heart. Paul made an interesting statement, the Apostle Paul, about the word. He said, the letter of the law kills, but the spirit of the law brings life. It's the spirit, it's the attitude, it's what's in God's heart behind his word that makes all the difference. And when you realize that, even individually for ourselves, when we bring something before the Lord, there's a knowing and an understanding that however it goes, some things we know 100% of his will, some it takes time and a pattern of reading to see how he responded. And usually the word interprets the word. You can find other scriptures that support that particular one you're reading, so you see God's heart reflected all through the word. And you can determine his will many times like that as well. So that we know he has our best interests in mind. He's not looking for a gotcha moment, you know, try to set us up. He's just so far above that. Those kind of things aren't even in his thinking. He has your best interest in mind. And even that simple prayer at the bowling alley, Lord, would you please help Paul throw a good ball? I didn't pray in the name of Jesus. I didn't call him, oh, God of the universe. All that kind of stuff. Because that's a religious spirit if you're trying to minister to somebody. And all of us, you know, I understand better now when Paul said the letter of the law kills. It just shuts down a person. But the Spirit, to come and minister in the Spirit and release the Spirit of God within us, when we come and we're praying for others, putting their needs first before our own, all of these things, we can come with confidence knowing that God always hears you. And even if you are barely knowing how to pray, when you're brand new baby believers, and Faith and I didn't know anything. I mean, I can't speak for her. She'd think I don't know everything. And she's right, I don't. But this one thing. And it's consistent with his plan and purpose. That's important. Because he does have a will and a plan for each of our lives. I never in my wildest imagination ever thought I'd be here in this building doing what I do, knowing that we got married just across the road 46 years ago. And looked over here at this building, abandoned, all run down. Never even gave it a thought. Smoked a little dope before the wedding and then went in and got married. And... Come on, man, ain't you? Are you afraid to be real? Come on now, I know some of you guys. Been there too, right? Amen? That's why this works. Because we're real. We dare just to be real. And I never knew at that time that would be his will. And yet over the course of time, it's just like, this happened, this happened, this happened. And instead of seeing them as individual things, you look back and you see how they're all connected to bring us to where we are today. It's an incredible thing. So learning what his will is for our lives and going along with it. just go with it, because it's a better plan than I would have made for my life. And if we know for a fact that he does hear and he listens, it's quiet right now, and you can hear those cars going down the road. But if you listen, many times you can tell whether it's a truck or a car or the train going through the cornfield, the projector shakes and the words are going like this on the screen. It's not really an earthquake. It's a train going through town. Listening and hearing are not the same. You can hear and not hear. Some people call it selective hearing. I don't want to hear that. But you hear it, but you ignore it. But God doesn't ignore. He hears, but he listens. And so there's a big difference there. And he listens to us in whatever we ask. And I know that whatever we ask, Jesus talked about that in Mark chapter 11. He talked about whatever we ask or whatever we speak, we'll have. But when you come with the right spirit, we won't ask intentionally for something that's not God's will. Sometimes we may in the beginning because we don't know. But as we know, then we can base our prayer upon his word, because his word is the certainty. So learning to pray scripture, learning to pray according to the words, will enhance the possibility that your prayer is going to be answered. And we know with a settled and absolute knowledge that what we've granted to us, the requests which we have asked. Once it's off your lips and out in the atmosphere, you don't ever have to go back and take it back. It's done. I've been known to invent words. I encourage people to keep their hopers filled. For those of you that want to know what in the world is that, well, you know, many of you, maybe as now wives or daughters, you have a hope chest, and you put all of these things in that chest because they're valuable for the day when you get married, and you'll have some of these things in your hope chest. And in the Lord, we're married to the King. And so when I say keep your hoper filled, my idea behind that is you all have hopes and dreams and visions for your life. And so I invented this word hoper, because it's an easy word to remember. And all those things that maybe haven't been answered yet, keep them there, because they're in a right place, they're in a valuable place. Because one day the bridegroom's going to take care of it all. Everything that you hope for, everything that you dream for, in him or in that hoper. And he will surely bring them to pass in your life. So, it's settled. Once you leave something in God's hands, leave it there. You don't have to keep praying prayers of repetition. Jesus cautioned us about that. God heard us the first time, and I know he's Ancient of Days, you know, and his memory isn't bad. He doesn't forget. He remembers you. And their requests. I like the word request. It's different than demands, isn't it? Demands, you show no respect. You're demanding or forcing, if you will upon another person by demanding something of them rather than requesting. Jesus used the word ask a lot. And so I've kind of adapted that to a lot of prayer by asking rather than demanding. It's just, and your heart's different by asking, because it puts us in a right perspective that He's the Lord. He's the Lord of our lives. And we don't demand of Him, but we ask. And so it's just some things I've gleaned out of this verse this week. And hopefully it'll be helpful to encourage you to continue to develop your faith walk and be able to glean some things to give you confidence. And when you pray, that God hears you. And not only hears you, but He listens to you.